Chapter 5. As I reached the Audi, a slim young man in a dark blue uniform got out and opened the rear passenger door, revealing a man sitting comfortably in the back. He was in his mid-50s, long-legged and broad-chested with a pink face. His mottled gray hair was unkempt for a banker's, brushing his collar at the back and flopping over his forehead, so that his nose protruded like a mole's. His dark gray suit looked expensive, but slightly crumpled. He had a rich voice, the product of an English public school, and the self-assurance that went with it. "Hello there," he said, shaking my hand. "I'm Felix." He'd called earlier that morning as I'd arrived at the hospital, saying that he'd be sharing my flight home if I didn't mind. His name was Felix Lustgarten, he'd said, and he was an old colleague and friend of Harry's. I hadn't felt in a position to refuse. Not that there was any reason to, and I was still absorbing the shock of what had happened after I'd called Nora on Tuesday morning. I told her that I wouldn't be able to see Harry on Wednesday after all, and she ought to take Harry to see another psych. Jim Whitehead, I'd suggested. Nora had been sympathetic but implacable. After asking about my father and expressing her regret, she'd promised to sort it out. After half an hour, she'd called back to say that she'd arranged for me to fly to London and be back to see Harry as we'd arranged on Wednesday. I hadn't thought she could be serious, but she'd been as good as her word. "Nora told me your father's been poorly. I do hope he's recovering," Felix said. "He's doing better, thanks," I said. The Audi...